Good afternoon, Kenny.
Ollie, I know that at this time of the season now, you're guaranteed second. The matches, I suppose, don't mean that much, but you don't want to put on poor performances either. Were you happy enough with last night's 1-1 draw?
Yeah, probably overall we were. First half, I thought we played well, even though we went 1-0 down. I thought we played well. We looked fresh. We looked bright. Second half, to be fair to Athlone, they probably came out stronger, and you know, in the end, we had to kind of maybe knuckle down and try and grind out a draw. Look, overall, we weren't great. You know, the first half, yeah, second half, no. But look, we got lads, you know, a lot of game time that mightn't have got time up to now, and a few new faces. You know, there was, I think, two new starters there in Kieran McDade and BJ Banda, and indeed, you know, Garrett Doherty and Conor Keddy came on to make their first appearances with the club. So there was a lot of positives that way.
Yes, Ollie, you had a lot of changes to make through suspensions and injuries, but your team still looked reasonably strong.
Yeah, look, you know, I've been saying the whole time, you know, we're not full of world beaters, we know that, but look, I've said it loads of times, there's very, very little difference between, you know, our best player and, you know, our worst player, in inverted commas, if you like, you know, and that's probably something that's got us to wherever we are at the moment, and, you know, probably the likes of Wexford maybe would match the number of players they would have a similar ability. So, you know, we weren't too concerned about the amount of people that were out last night, and the lads that came in did a decent job.
Ollie, I'm sure once you qualified in second place, you have a couple of games that you probably really weren't that pushed about having to play, but you have to play them nonetheless. But you welcome the champions for your last game on Friday night, so I'm sure that you'll be glad to play that one and look forward to a good performance there.
Yeah, look, you know, fair play to Wexford, the table doesn't lie. I think there might be maybe 9 points ahead of us at this stage. As I said before, they finished 14 points ahead of us last year. Look, they've won it on merit. They've a huge mixture of you know, experience and a lot of ability. But to be fair, you know, there wasn't a whole lot between the teams, even when the Bellis 3-1 was won. They're the only team to beat us in Ballybofia this year in the league. We bet them earlier on in the league, away from home, down in Wexford. Look, they are the best team in the league, I think. They play decent football, and it should be a decent game on Friday night for people to look at.
Ollie, it's you now know who you're going to play, UCD, in the playoffs. I'm sure you kind of expected that, I know. But it'll be a good test for your team playing Wexford this week, looking ahead to those two playoff games.
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. You know, Wexford are the benchmark. You know, we'll see where we come up. If we come up short, we need to correct it in the next week. You know, if we do okay, maybe, you know, we'll be more prepared for UCD than we thought. But look, UCD is a huge, difficult game, especially away from home. You know, they're up there a couple of weeks ago, minus maybe three very important players that'll be back for the playoffs, and minus, you know, Chris Mulhall got sent off for 20 minutes. So maybe that game is a little bit misleading towards us. But look, we've Wexford to deal with first on Saturday night, I should say. All the first division games are on Saturday night this weekend. So that'll be a good test, and, you know, I think that should be a decent game itself.
Ollie, I know from the outside looking in, it's an exciting time. You're still in contention for a promotion in the First Division. At the end of a long season, I'm sure it's nice to at least have something to look forward to.
Absolutely. You know, there's not much motivation either there at the moment. I think the lads are very intent and you know, have trained very, very well, to their credit. Whether we're good enough or not, time will tell, like, you know, but... look, you know, it's not a whole lot to manage on the basis of being in a playoff. You know, this time last year, we had two meaningless league games to finish out the season. That was a more difficult thing to try and manage than this is. You know, if you're not up for a playoff game to try and get promoted, you're not going to be up for any game. But that isn't in doubt. You know, the players' education and the players, you know, they basically give all they have, and that's been the case from the start. And that certainly that won't change. Whatever else happens in the remaining couple of weeks.